the ocean of dua.
أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Rarsi, and we're gonna be with you with another edition of the Ocean of Dua. In this version of the program, inshallah, we will discuss the true meaning of prayer and dua, the value of prayer, ways of reaching the Almighty Allah, acceptance, and also benefits of dua. So stay with us. So as you may remember, dear listeners, previously we talked about the true meaning of reliance on the divine planning and tadbir of the Almighty Allah when we beseech Allah in our prayers for ourselves. And that's why Imam Ali alayhi salam says, O Allah, here are the reins of my soul, and I have tied them to the cord of your will. And the prayers and supplications of this kind have been enormously emphasized in different supplications of our infallible imams. But you may remember that previously we have mentioned four different things to ask the Almighty Allah when we pray for ourselves. We should generalize, we should also pray for the great bounties of the Almighty Allah, and we should never neglect those smallest things when it comes to praying to the Almighty Allah for ourselves with regard to those more important and generalized things. And the last of which we discussed was the reliance on the divine planning. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب النار. Now the most sublime and loftiest of the supplications is that one should pray to Allah not for attaining this world or the things in this world and even hereafter, but for achieving His honored face, to achieve His pleasure, to achieve meeting with Him, and to achieve His proximity and arriving at Him, to get His love, to get His intimacy, and to get yearning for Him. These are the wajhullah, ridhallah, and also liqa'ullah, which is meeting with the Almighty Allah. All these things are the ones which Lady Fatima alayha salam used to beseech Allah to give her before her death, a glad tiding which would delight her heart and make her happy. She would pray, a glad tiding from you, not from other than you, a glad tiding which would delight my heart, please my soul, comfort me, brighten my face with joy, and assure my heart, and by which my whole body would rejoice. Imam Hussein alayhi salam says in the supplication of Arafah, I beseech from you to reach you. And Imam Ali alayhi salam says, you, Allah, are the climax of my wish and aspiration. In the whispered prayer, or the so-called Munajat al-Muhibbin, the lovers, of the 15 widespread prayers of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, he says, O Allah, who can have tasted the sweetness of your love and then wanted another in your place? Who can have become intimate with your nearness, then sought removal from you? In the Munajatul Muridin, he alayhi salam says, O Allah, make us travel on the roads that arrive at you, and set us into motion on the paths nearest to reaching you. And again, in the Munajat ul-Mutawassilin, those who ask for mediation, he alayhi salam says, "And place me among your selected friends, those whose eyes you have gladdened through looking at you on the day of meeting you." A phrase in the supplication of Arafah says, "And seek me until I reach you." So you see, dear listeners, these are all the instances of pleading for the face of Allah from the Almighty Allah. The pleading for reaching Allah and those nearness, that station, that love of Allah and nothing else. This is what Imam Ali alayhi salam says in the supplication of Kumail, "And I seek intercession from you with yourself, and bestow upon me earnestness in my fear of you, and continuity in my being joined to your service until I move near to you with the nearest of the sincere, and gather in your vicinity with the believers."
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va as. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Another instance is in Munajatul Muhibbin. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says in Munajatul Muhibbin, "O Allah, place us with him whose heart you have captivated with your will, and whom you have picked for contemplating you, whose look you have made empty for you, and whose breast you have freed for your love, whom you have made desirous of what is with you." Thank you, G listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Your Jannah, ya Allah, ya Allah.
Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side.